The proposal comes when the state's revenue estimates are not so rosy, but one of the bill's sponsors, Joe Parisi, says it's a matter of state priorities, both educational and economic.
The best way to turn around our economy is to invest in Wisconsin people, and especially investing in our young people.
Parisi and fellow Democrat Spencer Black want to pump $27 million a year into two different grant programs. They provide aid for the financially needy, along with minority students attending UW colleges and technical schools. $27 million, they say, is a small portion of the billions the state will spend overall. Students unable to get grants often turn to federal loans, and Representative Black says that can be expensive.
That's why students are graduating with an average debt load of $21,000.
Students trying to avoid a big debt load sometimes quit school to work full-time. Whitewater professor Kim Hickson is now a lawmaker who's seen it happen. He says some return to class.
Other students who tell me they're going to be out for just a semester or two to earn money to go to school, I never see again. This is tragic.
Governor Jim Doyle did include financial aid for college grants in the state budget. It was taken out during budget negotiations. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.